This week's Something Wild podcast is sponsored by Pelletieri Associates, an award-winning team of landscape architects celebrating over 30 years of land planning, fine gardening, masonry, poolscapes, and maintenance services throughout New England, and a proud supporter of NHPR.
This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society. We like to answer listener questions here on Something Wild.
At Audubon, every year about this time, we get a lot of questions about acorns.
We do too.
Some years, the acorns are all over the place. On sidewalks, on the road, on the lawn, everywhere. To the point where you cannot not step on them.
Yeah, but in some years, there are hardly any around.
Exactly. Why is that?
Well, this is about masting. Especially in New Hampshire, oak mast follows a boom or bust cycle.
Hang on. It doesn't sound like you're talking about the masts on tall ships that I know. What do you mean by mast?
Sorry. Right. This use of the word mast comes from the term masticate or to chew, and it refers to the fruits, seeds, or nuts that trees produce and are in turn fodder for animals.
So why does mast production vary so much from one year to the next?
Oak trees strategize to produce just enough to keep those seed predators off balance.
And that's a good thing?
Well, if there were the same amount of acorns every year, there would be just enough mice and turkeys and deer and others to consume every single acorn. Yeah, but by putting out a few acorns a couple of years running,
they starve the animal.
Exactly. Those populations of seed consumers crash. And then the oak has a boom year for acorns, and there aren't enough animals to eat all the mast, which allows some of those acorns to turn into oak trees.
That's remarkable. We don't tend to think of trees as strategists.
Well, of course they're not, but over time, evolution has favored those oak trees that demonstrate this boom or bust cycle.
So basically...
The oaks are calling the shots in the forest.
Typical tree guy. What I was going to say was that basically the trees run the show.
And it goes even further than that. In response to the boom years of acorn crops, seed predator numbers increase. So the next year, there's more mice and more squirrels and more voles.
Which the following year leads to an increase in raptors that feed on those animals.
Exactly. And boom and bust cycles affect us, too.
How so?
Well, among the critters feeding on this mast is the white-footed mouse.
Ah.
So when a boom year arrives, white-footed mouse populations spike, which means so too do the deer tick populations feeding on those mice. More ticks means more ticks carrying Lyme disease.
Which means more cases of Lyme disease in people. All this from an acorn.
Actually, all this came from a listener's question.
Well, you can send us your questions at somethingwild@nhpr.org. And we'll do our best to answer them.
And we'd love to see your photos, too, of flora and fauna or anything that catches your eye at somethingwild@nhpr.org.
This is Dave and Chris for Something Wild,
a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
Listening to NHPR's The Exchange when something interrupts.
What do other states allow? Do they say that that is okay?
That's interesting.
Hey, Linda, the TPS reports are due in 15 minutes. And we need to go over the quarterly numbers.
Oh, okay.
Check out The Exchange podcast feed and never miss another fascinating discussion again. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.